This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Kurt Dieker with ICM. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, thanks for joining us today. You have some exciting news, and it has to do with your new integrated technology, Generation 1.5. So let's start off and talk a little bit about what the technology is and the success that you've had with it so far.
Sure. Well, we have an enabling technology that we call selective milling technology that is actually just a base yield enhancing technology for starch-based ethanol that goes into our wet fractionation platform. Wet frac enables us to concentrate the fiber and clean up the fiber separated out of the normal stream. And then we take that to our Generation 1.5, which is our fiber to ethanol conversion technology. We've done that under the DOE grant that we received and have actually completed a 1,000-hour run up to full-scale fermenters at 585,000 gallons at a full-scale integrated size.
Great. Well, now let's go forward. Now let's talk about Generation 2.0. So what does that technology look like?
So Generation 2.0, ICM sees that as a co-location facility next to Generation 1 facilities. We see that as a differentiated feedstock going in. So process doesn't change a whole lot from Gen 1.5, but the feedstock is the differential there. So we've seen corn stover into specific energy crops, switchgrass, miscanthus, other products that are specifically made for that. We like Generation 1.5 because we see that as literally a gateway into Generation 2. It's a proving ground for organisms, enzymes, for cellulosic ethanol before people are ready to be able to invest into more expensive Generation 2 technology.
So, Kurt, if I'm a farmer, I harvest my corn, and then I could and take that to the ethanol plant. I could then also harvest my corn stover and take that to the same ethanol plant. And then, because it's co-located, that ethanol plant would produce first-generation ethanol and then ultimately second-generation ethanol, correct?
Correct. And ICM was founded on adding value to agriculture. That's actually our mission, is to add value to agriculture, sustainable agriculture through renewable fuels and chemicals. So by doing that, not only can the plants make more money, but also the farmer make more money per acre on a net back to the farmer itself.
Well, what's another benefit when you're co-locating this? I'm assuming you're not building a new plant from scratch, so you're not looking at a 300 million cellulosic ethanol plant. What's the time frame? How long would it take to get the co-location portion of Generation 2.5 built and up and running?
Well, the time frame is a little different than the actual reasoning there, but the reason that we would do Generation 2 or the Gen 1 is the existing infrastructure is there, and when you built an original plant, infrastructure such as rail loops, electrical infrastructure, power and water infrastructure were 20 to 30% of the original cost of the plant. So to utilize those and to utilize those assets allows for a Generation 2 plant to be more cost effective, as well as ICM's patent pending design for Generation 2 also integrates with Generation 1, so we get some benefits of using evaporation and steam from Generation 1 to both lower carbon footprint as well as to take capital costs out of the project to make a Generation 2 plant cheaper to buy.
So how long do you think that return on investment would be with Generation 2.0? A year, 2 years, less?
I think that's a really complicated question. I guess it depends on what your feedstock cost is and what the RIN value is. I think the current hurdle, I think that the full market is waiting to kind of see is what the RFS2 and the RIN values will settle out at. It's cellulosic. The biggest thing that we see, the advantage of 1.5, again, as a gateway to Generation 2, is it is a much cheaper technology per gallon to install to prove those out. And, you know, ICM's technology is somewhere around that $8 to $10 a gallon range for install costs. We've heard some competitors up to the $20 a gallon range. And we see that before any larger investment firm would actually say, yeah, I'm not ready to invest in a $10 a gallon plant, that a RIN value that's what's predicating the payback needs to be more steady state and stable within the industry for that type of loop to be to have with investment banks.
So that said, are you ready to go with Generation 2.0 as well?
Generation 2, right now, we are actually, we'll be doing the first 1,000-hour integrated run in Q3 of this year, early Q3 of this year. That'll help us finalize the design and the design basis to be able to look at that. But as far as that goes, that's where we're at right now. When we look at the future, I think, again, that the market, I think, is more of the hindrance than the technology at this point. I think we can say we can make the technology work. It's whether the business case works, not only for us, but for the industry as a whole.
Great. And, Kurt, is there anything you'd like to add that you want these ethanol plant producers and board members in the industry to know?
Other than we're really excited about what we have going on and what we're preparing to take to the marketplace, you know, the bigger thing for us is to continue to add value to our customers, to continue to invest into the industry as a whole, and to give overall producers options and options for the future and positive outlook.
Great. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.